You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Our passage today is Psalm 16 in its entirety. Preserve me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord, and I have no good apart from you. As for the saints in the land, they are the excellent ones, in whom is all my delight. The sorrows of those who run after another god shall multiply, their drink offerings of blood I will not pour out, or take their names upon my lips. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also, my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure. For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, or let your Holy One see corruption. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. We are continuing in this theme of celebration this week, and one way to read this psalm is as a prayer of celebration. Celebrating God's goodness, celebrating his grace in our lives. In the context of the resurrection, we can pray this psalm in a new way. We can pray this in a way that shows that Jesus is our only good, and from him we receive the new life. We can pray it because through him we find our portion and our inheritance in heaven, like we talked about yesterday in Revelation 21. We can see that the counsel that the Lord gives us is the gift of the Holy Spirit. And we can see that we will not be shaken because of Jesus, because in Jesus we have no fear of death. And we can see that by his abundant mercy, we will never be abandoned. Brothers and sisters, we have much to be grateful for, much to celebrate. And this psalm helps point our mind to the greatest things we can celebrate, the greatest things that we have in life, and the greatest things that we should be holding on to above all else. We cannot read this psalm without welling up with joy and gratitude. Recently, I have been challenged to grow in joy and gratitude. Over the past year, I have noticed that in my life, I have a growing undercurrent, a low level of discouragement and cynicism that's built up. When things don't go my way, I get often very upset. I can get discouraged. I can get cynical. I can be tempted to lose hope. However, through the help of my brothers and honest prayer to God, I have personally experienced a deeper joy and gratitude. The Lord has shown me the great things that I can be grateful for and the great things that I should look to. As this psalmist proclaims, you make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures evermore. I personally have realized that I have so much to celebrate and be grateful for, and the newness of life in Christ, and the work that he does in my own life, and the work that I see him doing in lives of those around me, and the very fact that we have the Holy Spirit within us, the very fact that we have a God who has died for us and who rose and broke the power of death and sin. At the very least, these are the greatest things to be joyful for and grateful for. as well as the countless many others, the people that God puts in our lives that show us love. The people that we see around us who are living for the Lord. The blessings that we see in our everyday life that God gives. Brothers and sisters, let us not forget that He is our portion. As a man who is celibate and living single for the Lord for my life, I find great hope in this passage, great consolation that the Lord is my portion. He is my inheritance, and I want nothing else. I have a question, two questions for us, and a prayer. Do I fully see the goodness of the Lord? How can I grow in it? Who can I share this joy with today? Let us pray. Lord, you are our portion. We need nothing else besides you. Thank you for the blessings that we see around us, the greatest of which is the new life that we have in Christ, the greatest of which is that you will never abandon us, Lord. Lord, give us new eyes that we may see your goodness more and more in our lives and the lives of others. And Lord, help us to share that. Help us to help others see your goodness and see your blessing in our lives and in their lives. Lord, our God, we thank you for the new life that we have in Christ, for the power of your resurrection. Help us to live in the joy and gratitude of that power today.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.